Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
More money coming into the coffers of Blenko Resources, the company that's developing a graphite project in Uganda called Oram Cross. It's the Development Finance Corporation that's providing the money this time, non-dilutive finance, non-refundable as well. Here to tell us more about it, it's Mike Ralston. So, Mike, first of all, the DFC. What sort of a state is the DFC in at the moment, with the backdrop of the Trump administration?
Well, the news that we're hearing from them is that the DFC is going to get an expanded mandate, probably more money. I guess it's some of the USAID money that's come across to development rather than humanitarian aid. But for us, it's been a process of sitting back and letting them go through this case-by-case review, which has taken them the last 90 days, 3 months, from when Trump came into power in January. And I guess they're weeding out the projects that they don't want to participate or support, and backing the ones that they do. So, yeah, it's been obviously a challenging time for us as we waited to hear back whether we were still in their positive column in terms of support. And I'm glad to say that with this news that we have emerged as a project that they want to support. So hopefully this puts us back on track where we were before and ready to complete the DFS and move forward to production.
So tell us a little bit about the specifics of today's news. The DFC supporting you clearly. What are the sums involved and what are the terms and what does it mean?
Well, with the $500,000 that have been input today, that takes them up to $4 million in total. There's a remaining tranche of $750,000 that hopefully will be coming pretty soon, because we were actually doing the work that kicks off the sort of disbursement, and that's been done, but we've obviously got to get that request through their system. So, and that just leaves a trailing $250,000, which is upon completion of the DFS when we finish it. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get another tranche quite soon. And it's all very, very valuable money in terms of us completing the study. We've obviously got a lot of work going on everywhere at the moment. And as you said in your introduction, it's non-dilutive cash. And with it being a grant, it's non-repayable. So it's incredibly valuable money for us as a company, but equally valuable is the fact that with DFC as a very, very credible tier one cornerstone partner to debt fund this project going forward, we have a very strong chance of raising the funding and requirement to take this into production going forward. So I think there's a lot of good factors beyond just the $500,000 that come through the door, and obviously their support is absolutely critical for us, and we welcome it, and we obviously value it.
Now, you mentioned the DFS, the Definitive Feasibility Study, a moment ago. Tell us about the latest on that. What stage is it at, and when do you expect it to be concluded?
It's in the latter stages. I can't put an exact date on it because there are certain things, I guess, which are a little bit out of our control. We've got drilling that's being completed. We've got to get all that across to get assayed, and then ultimately a new JORC resource comes from that, which gets fed into the model. And that work is underway. We've obviously seen some of the exceptional core that's coming out of not only the existing new deposits, but this new Beehive deposit that we are drilling at the moment, which is a step out to 3 kilometers away. That work is going to happen. At the same time, we're still continuing to do offtake work with various parties that are interested to buy the end products. And we'll continue to put out any announcements on new offtakers as we get them through the door. And then there's a lot of work going on in terms of design work, infrastructure. We're talking about incorporating a downstream processing facility into this, and that's obviously delayed us a little bit in terms of the extra work that we had to bring into play for that facility. But it's all happening in parallel, and I'm very confident within the next couple of months we can complete it all and showcase what an absolutely world-class deposit and asset this project is.
Yeah, I mean, in that context, you mentioned drilling and you mentioned Beehive as well. I suppose it's important to point out that some of these deposits that you're targeting are new.
Well, Beehivers. We've done all our drilling at Camp Lode and Northern Syncline before. There's a lot of graphite there, so in a perfect sense, we could have just kept drilling there and just contained it within those two original deposits. But we wanted to show, I guess, everybody, ourselves included, the wider market, everybody that Aurum Cross is a much, much larger graphite deposit, and stepping out 3.5 kilometers to the south and targeting this new Beehive deposit, if we get the results that we think we're going to get, and certainly the core that's coming out seems to indicate that we are, then we've got something very exciting, because the implications of a large deposit further away obviously means that we can start to bring that bigger number into play in terms of the resource and the exploration target. We are, I'm just going to add, looking to put in some holes much deeper as well, both in the existing and the new deposit, because we've only drilled to 30 meters, but we're aware that the graphite goes a lot deeper. So we are going to put a couple of holes right down to 100 meters, and let's see what that brings. If it shows graphite continuing all the way down there, again, it shows an incredible opportunity for a lot more graphite going forward. And that just opens up a huge scale that we know exists, but you've obviously got to put a few holes down to prove it up.
So you've clearly got a lot going on then. What's the news flow going to look like in the coming months?
Well, I think it's all of the above. There's drilling going on, there's drilling to be completed, assays, ultimately a JORC resource. There's a lot of infrastructure work that's leading to these final tranches of DFC money and grant funding coming through the door. There's discussions with funding partners in terms of people who will help us take this into production going forward. And then there's constant offtake relationships, because we've got a lot of samples out with various different OEMs all over the world, and all of them are doing test work, and that process will continue going forward. So they're all very important. They all feed into the DFS, and ultimately the study itself when it gets completed, the new JORC resource when it gets completed. These are all going to be big value add items to the company, and we think that they're defining moments in terms of that the big ticket items that can really show what this project is worth.
Well, we look forward to watching these defining moments unfold. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Thanks, Alistair, and great to be back talking.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.